Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be one of those weather mornings. Leave a little bit early. Clean off the snow off your vehicle if you're parking outside. If your garage is clean, kudos on you. But
yeah,
most of ours,
you.
We don't have that garage clean. We're parking outside. So 92.5 WBE in Webster, the wind this morning. Oh, my goodness. So I woke up, you know, took the dogs out. They're like in and out. Boom. Drop it like it's hot, in and out. And I notice my wife's Jeep is all full of snow. So I go, okay, I'm going to get my car started, warmed up. I'll go clean hers for her. So I get in the car and I turn it on, right? I leave the door open because I'm going to go right back out to clean her car. Oh, on my leg, the wind slammed it. And I mean slammed it. Like, if I just like faint or pass out, tell them to check a blood clot in my left calf.
Oh, my gosh.
It is throbbing and hurting so much. I mean, that wind, it wasn't like the mild door close. It's like Mother Nature's like, let's wake him up. It came hard and fat, like specifically for me, that door slamming. So be careful. I'm bringing this up only to warn you. When you have a car door or even your front door or back door, be ready for that wind to slam it right back at you this morning.
I'm telling you, I was knocked out silly once.
Really?
With the back door, my screen door.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't always latch. You have to push it shut.
Right.
So I was taking the dogs out back. This was during one of the windstorms, and I wasn't paying any attention. That thing, it felt like I got punched from the side.
Right?
The wind caught that, and just about, boom. It knocked me on the ground, but just about knocked me out. I almost got my butt kicked by my own door.
So
that's ridiculous.
We're not alone. It happened to me this morning. It's happened to TJ. Knockout, car door or screen door.
I was like, who was that?
Yeah. Wow.
My own stupid door.
We don't hope it happens to you, but you can see you gotta watch out for that wind.
Yeah, things come in threes. So.
Exactly. Be careful. And I know you said you were sliding this morning, so the ice is out there too.
Yeah, lots of that like brown slush. So people, I was surprised on 490 were going like 40. Like everyone was pretty respectful of the current road conditions.
I had a Congo line of everybody has their hazards on.
Right.
It was big time this morning. So get up there early, clean off the vehicles, and start a little early. Make sure you get to work on time. We want you to get there safe. We want you listening at work. We have Luke Bryan concert tickets for you to win before they go on sale this Friday. Your first shot's coming up at 7:45 here on The B. Last time I saw Shania Twain, the guy next to me was just sleeping through it. Can you sleep through anything? I'm like, she's up there dancing, the confetti, everybody's dancing. 92.5 WBEE, TJ says, during massages, she gets so relaxed, she gets embarrassed because you fall asleep, huh?
I fall asleep, but I'm a snorer, and whatever. And then I know I've snored, and then it's awkward, and then I just can't get out of there fast enough.
Or,
I'm like, here's double the tip, I'm really sorry. I'm sure it was great. I slept through the whole thing.
And they're like, you snore.
Buddy. Yeah.
All right,
that was not fun
more
to listen to.
You fell asleep during a lot going on yesterday, huh?
Yeah. So my condo had flooded over the weekend and they couldn't access the pipe yesterday to go through and fix it on Sunday. So yesterday they were like, we got to come through, take out the sliding glass door. There wasn't any insulation when the sliding glass door was replaced last year. So the pipe had nothing around it. So I come home last night and sliding glass door is gone four men just hanging out in my condo. The property manager, everyone's going through, sawing things up. I was like, I gotta go to bed. I'm exhausted. So close my door. And I'm just sleeping through construction equipment, men coming in and out of my condo. It's freezing in there because the eight feet of wall is gone.
You slept while strangers were in your house?
In and out. I just kept hearing new voices. At one point, there was a woman was like, oh, is Hope on vacation? Oh, no, she's in the other room. Oh, when is it going to be? Like, I'm just like hearing all of their conversations in and out of like sleep.
Yeah, I guess when you're done, you're done. You're tired. I have a hard time sleeping, though, when strangers are in the house. I can't.
Did you offer him a snack or anything?
Water, a beverage. Thanks a lot, guys. Can I get you anything? No?
By the time I woke up, they were all gone. Wow. I figured they were going to be there for a while. I was knocked out for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Remodeling dreams there.
I mean, they'll be back today. There's still fans and... There's like four industrial fans and two giant dehumidifiers that are draining into sinks.
That would be awesome white noise.
That's true.
I would love industrial fans. I'd sleep. Those would conk me right out.
It's like a wind tunnel.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's better than be out in the wind. Yeah. You're indoors. They were fixing the problems, the flooding. But yeah, four strangers in there just trying to help fix up things. And you were knocked out.
During the pandemic, my son had the first few months a teacher come to the house every day for the full school day. And I was so tired. Some afternoons, you know, because we don't get a lot of sleep. We have early hours. And I would sit there and go, I can't fall asleep while she's here teaching my kid.
Because it's a stranger.
It's a stranger in the house with my kid. I can't be like, okay, good night. So I didn't want to like leave the tutor there. But man, it's hard to stay awake even though there's strangers working in your house, doing anything in your house. But you're like, when you're done, you're done.
Well, and I didn't want to be on top of them in the living room.
Right.
So it's like I can be in the living room where it's cold and on top of them just watching them work.
Yeah.
Or at least I can shut the door in my room and like try not to bother them.
You know, that makes sense because then you're in their way out there. So it actually worked good. You took a nap.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't like to be stared at while they're working. Are you guys doing that right? I think you missed a spot.
How about you? Where's the weirdest place you fell asleep? It didn't bother you at all? The noise, the strangers, you were just exhausted, knocked out.
Zero.
All right. Hope slept through the repair team inside her condo yesterday, banging, clanging. She went night. Where have you fallen asleep? You were just so tired.
This texter saying, hey, I've fallen asleep during a meeting for work, a Zoom meeting online.
Uh-huh.
So those you can always like... shut off your camera, right? And just go screen. Are you there? Yep, I'm here.
How many people figured out how to do the freeze on the Zoom so you could walk away or nod off? Oh, it froze. Sorry, my screen froze.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Another one on the text line here. I fell asleep standing up at a bar and didn't spill my beer. Wow. There's some skills there, right?
That is a talent.
Yeah.
This texter, during my daughter's labor, my kid went 72 hours hard labor, about 48 hours in. I fell asleep on her for about 20 minutes. She said I was counting down her contractions and then suddenly went quiet.
Mama just needs a quick nap. Hold on. I'll be right back with you. Don't have the baby while I close my eyes.
92.5 WBEE. That is Ella Langley and Riley Green. And Riley Green says, you know, you'd think I'm the most popular guy on my tour bus when people come for meet and greets, but no, I don't get all the attention. Who do you think does?
Ooh, I think it would be Megan Maroney because they've been rumored to be dating. She was seen wearing his cowboy hat.
They were seen vacationing, coincidentally, at the same time, St. Thomas. She happened to be there at the same time, you know. So. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, she could be hanging out on the bus.
Those could all be true. And hold that thought about Megan Maroney and the rumors Riley Green is dating. He says who gets all the attention is his dog, Carl. Carl, the cowboy corgi.
Mm.
Which is so cute. Wears a little cowboy hat.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
When everybody
a
comes
corgi
out of
in a cowboy hat?
Yes. Carl even has his own Instagram page. Got more followers than Riley Green. His dog is more popular than he is, according to Riley Green.
Right.
And so when fans come on the tour bus. They all want pictures. They're, Riley's like waiting. They're like, oh, look at little Corgley.
Oh, oh my God.
His name's Carl. Oh, Carl. And they pick him up and they want the picture. And he's like sitting there like, okay, that's my dog. Okay. Want the picture with me? And the meet and greets turn into Carl, the cowboy Corgi.
So, I mean, I'm not kidding. I want to kind of Google and follow the Corgi, the cowboy Corgi. Like, it was the same thing with Brett Eldridge, his dog Edgar.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he would bring Edgar out to anything, and everybody was like, "Ah!"
Look how cute he is. At Carl the Cowboy Corgi. That is his Instagram follow. He wears a holiday. He had the Santa hat on. He's got the little cowboy hat on. He's got the bandana. He looks like a cowboy Corgi. Take a look real quick. See how cute he is?
Yes.
Isn't he so handsome? So according to Riley Green, that's his dog, and he's getting all the attention on the meet and greets on the tour bus. Now let's go back to that rumor about Megan Maroney and them dating. Guess who is making posts on Megan Maroney's Instagram? Not Riley Green, but Carl, the Corgi, the cowboy Corgi. And so now the rumors are Riley Green's trying to keep it on the stealth, so he's not posting with Megan Maroney. The dog is. Come on. I think it really is the little guy helping his owner, Riley Green. So Riley doesn't get called out for really dating. So they're keeping on the DL right now. Who knows? Maybe it's just a fling thing. Who knows? But Carl's doing the posts and making the comments like, dang, girl. Who's really doing that? I'm just saying. All righty. We were just talking about Riley Green's cowboy Corgi Carl. At our latest Guitars and Stars, there was a country artist that had a song about a dog. It was Chris Lane, and he took our advice. What was that advice? We'll share with you next on The B. You know what's great about Guitars and Stars? Expect the unexpected. You never know when an artist is going to play a new song that no one's ever heard before.
Yeah, Chris Lane, when he was at Guitars and Stars, he kind of started strumming on his guitar talking about this new song that he wasn't quite sure about, but let him know what we thought. And it was a song called, What Am I Supposed to Tell the Dog? And by the end of the song, we all felt, the whole place fell in love with it. And we were like, you have to record that. You have to. It's so great.
And it is coming out February 7th. He said it's his favorite song he's ever written.
Because don't mess with a country man and his dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?